Predators are doing great. Back-to-back shutouts. Last night they beat the Islanders down at Bridgestone 5-0. Everybody got frosties. 14,000-plus who were there. Shane O'Brien may or may not have gotten a frosty, but he joins us by phone. Shane, how are you?
Good, guys. How you doing?
Good. Congratulations on the way things have been going lately.
Yeah, thanks a lot. You know, we're playing well right now, and we got some confidence, and, you know, it's been fun.
How much of the confidence is the win a week ago in Detroit?
Yeah, I think that was huge for us. Anytime you go into Joe Louis Arena, it's probably one of the toughest places to win. And, you know, Detroit's at the top of our division, and we went in there and found a way to get 2 points out of a really tough building. So that probably got us going in the right direction. And that was a big one. But our first home game back here in Nashville was a big one, too, because if you lose that one, then those 2 points in Detroit definitely don't mean as much.
Yeah, it kind of one offsets the other.
Yeah.
From the Predators' standpoint, or from what you have seen, give me some areas where you think you all have really stepped up your game during this streak.
I just think our team game all around, I think our forwards have done a lot better job through the neutral zone and along the walls. A lot of little plays that maybe go unnoticed, but you know, a lot of little things build up to big things. And I just think our team defense is a lot better. I think our blue lines is as good and as deep as any in the NHL, and we got two of the biggest and most mobile and athletic goalies in Pex and Lindy, and they've been playing great, and we're starting to put the puck in the net. So, you know, confidence breeds success, and we got some confidence right now.
How big a boost is this when you can go down to the bullpen? I'm going to use a baseball term here. When you can go to the bullpen, get a reliever, and he's your backup goaltender, and he goes back-to-back in shutouts. That's pretty strong.
Yeah, Lindy's been great. You know, for a young kid to come in and play the way he's played, it's unbelievable. So, you know, me and Lindy we're roommates on the road, so I've got to know him a little bit better than maybe some other guys on the team. And he just doesn't know any better. He just goes in there and plays his game. And you know, he's 6'6", takes up a lot of the net, and he's going to be a good one. And I know Pex has helped him quite a bit and feeling comfortable and just getting used to the league and knowing the shooters and stuff like that. So we got a good 1-2 going right now.
You know, when you got here, that was one of the big worries of everybody was, you know, what happens if Pecorine gets hurt? And nobody knew a whole lot about this young man. How early were you able to say, hey, wait a minute, this guy is for real?
I think when the first time Pex went down in the start of the year and Lindy came right in and played right away, his first couple games you could tell how he knows how to use his size, and you know, he works hard every day. He gets out there early and he gets off late, and he's just always working on his game. And you can tell you know, his size obviously helps him, but he knows how to use it and cuts down the angles. And like I said, he just doesn't know any better. He's just a young kid that enjoys playing the game, and I think if you asked him, he said he's having a lot of fun right now.
Shane, I have had the same reaction watching him and his disposition. He just doesn't know how hard it's supposed to be to win in Detroit and to have back-to-back shutouts, but he seems like it's routine. The even keel probably serves him well.
Yeah, it's perfect for him. I think you know, being a goaltender in the NHL is probably you know, one of the hardest and stressful, most stressful positions out there, but you know, like I said, he just he doesn't know any better. He comes to the rink with a smile on his face every day, works hard, and I know all the guys think he's a great kid, and he's got a bright future.
Shane, I've been watching how some of the league has reacted in the media to the success that the team has had. They always come back to the same things. The Predators seem to have a good feel for who is going to fit with their system. You played in some really good programs in Vancouver, and Anaheim had some success. What is it about Nashville's system that was right for you?
Well, I think it just, you know, obviously starts with you know, the coaching staff. There's a reason why Trotsky's been here for as many years as he's been here. He treats his players like men, and you know, at the same time, that makes you want to work hard for him and play hard every night. And you know, then it goes on just to the group of guys you have in the dressing room. You know, it's a small market team, I guess, so we kind of fly under the radar, and I think guys like it like that. And you know, we come in and play our game, and no one really cares who gets the credit as long as we you know, get the 2 points every night. And right now it's a lot of fun to come to the rink, and we just play a good team game, and we find ways to win.
Well, last night you had a highlight play, and a lot of people were buzzing about it after the game. Have you ever had one quite like that? You have the puck. For people that didn't see the game, Shane leaps over a guy that's sliding, almost trying to take his legs out, trying to block a shot, leaps over, comes back down, and releases the shot. I'm sure you've been practicing that a lot over at Centennial.
You know what? It was just a read and reaction type of play. It was like back in the day in Canada, out on the pond, I guess. The guy just slid at me, and I had nowhere to go but up, so I just kind of leaped over him, and lucky enough, the puck stayed right there. And I got it on net, and then Horney took care of the rest and banged it in. So the boys got a good laugh out of it, and it was fun.
Well, in basketball, you know, they always get on people for not having hang time. But you had it's not easy to jump on the ice when you have skates on, for sure, but you had adequate hang time there.
Yeah, I know. We play a little soccer game before our game gets going to warm up, and a lot of times the balls that are up in the air, I don't jump at, and now the boys see me jump, so they got me now. So it worked out well, and like I said, I grew up on skates, so the balancing, it was more the jump. Once I got up, there was no problem landing.
Well, fans here also like your grit, your ability to jump in there, protect the players, back each other up. They felt like this team needed a little bit of that, and obviously that's one of your strengths.
Yeah, I mean, it's just something that I've done my whole career. You know, you can't let guys take liberties on your teammates. And, you know, it's not always going out and getting in a fight. It's just, you know, going up to the guy and letting them know that, you know, if he does that again, there's going to be consequences. And, you know, we got a tight group of guys in there, so it makes it a lot easier to go in and defend your teammates. And, you know, we got a good group, and it's a lot of fun right now to be a Predator.
Another area that the team is excelling in right now and has been for the last stretch where you guys have started to win is the penalty killing. You're a big part of that unit. What are some of the things that and really, you take it back to the nightmare period you guys had in Toronto when you guys had the lead. Since then, you guys have certainly fixed some things in that area. What have been the keys since that night?
Well, I think the first thing is, you know, the guys we have on it, we take a lot of pride in doing it. You know, it's maybe not the most, you know, glorious job or stuff like that, but if you got to take pride in it, and you got to work as a group of four or sometimes as a group of three. And Coach Petey's done a good job with us explaining you know, where he wants us and getting us prepared on what other teams are going to do. And you know, the guys that are killing penalties are doing a great job. Smitty's doing a great job. Spalls is doing a great job. Kleiner, and obviously it starts with our goaltending and net. So we just take a lot of pride in it, and we enjoy coming in the rink every day and seeing our PK move up and up in the NHL.
Does anybody not have a nickname?
No, that's all hockey is nicknames. You don't use a whole lot of first names, and it's funny how it works, but everyone has their own little nickname, yep.
It certainly seems like if you don't have one, that's a problem. I mean, they must not like you
very
much.
You got to get one.
Yeah.
You got to get one, yeah. I don't think there's anyone that doesn't have one. So, like I said, we all get along with each other. Some guys have some other nicknames that they don't like that we like to bug them with, but for the most part, everyone's got one they like.
Okay, I got one that's not a very important question, but here goes. Shane, you know you've got back there in Ryan Suter and Shea Weber two hardcore baseball fans. Shea's a big Blue Jays fan, bless his heart. And Ryan, I guess, is sort of a Brewers fan. You know, he hadn't had much to cheer about. When you were in Anaheim, were you much of a baseball fan?
I grew up playing baseball every summer in Canada. I played right till I pretty much turned pro in hockey, and then unfortunately couldn't play anymore. But I love baseball. I've grown up a Blue Jays fan, so we had the glory years of 92 and 93, but we haven't had much success since. But I love baseball. I love playing, and I love going in the summer and catching. I like a nice afternoon game.
Yeah, so you remember Willie when he was a Blue Jay.
At minor league Blue Jay.
I don't know. I probably would, yeah.
No.
How is he talking in jest, Shane? No, I'm being dead serious.
I did play.
Were you not officially property of the Toronto Blue Jays?
In 93 when they won, I was a Class A player,
right.
Yes. That's a little
Where's Class A? Where was that?
St. Catharines,
okay.
Right. And then the year before, I was in the infamous Medicine Hat. I don't know if you were a Western Canada guy.
Wow.
Shane, did you ever go through Medicine Hat?
I've never been through Medicine Hat, but I've had a couple buddies that played junior there, so
yeah.
I've heard about it.
And when he was hitting .210, I got a phone call one night asking if the job that I'd promised him was still open.
Yeah, that's funny. Funny when you get in a little slump, you see if you got a little backup plan every now and then.
That's right. You got to have something waiting in the wings.
Broadcasting's a good backup.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Well, I want to ask him about Shea Weber's shot, because everybody was very concerned last night when he caught Sergei Kostitsyn. I'm sure, Shane, you had heard of that before you even became a Predator. I'm sure you're glad you don't have to jump in front of that thing any more than you have to.
Yeah, I played against Webbs in Vancouver, and every time we played Nashville, we were hoping that he'd keep it nice and low and not have any high hard ones. But he's got one of the best shots in the league, and obviously a lot of nights they try to take him away. But I think Suits has helped that quite a bit coming back and helping him get a little more open. And anytime we can get him the puck, it's good for our team.
Now, of course, you've played in the West for a while. You know about the San Jose Sharks. This is your first meeting with them this year as a member of the Predators. Just give the fans maybe an idea that are coming out tomorrow night what you'll have to do well against them.
I think we just got to keep doing the same stuff we've been doing. Just not turning the puck over, getting pucks deep, and playing good team defense. And they got probably one of the three top skilled guys in the league in Thornton, Marlowe, and Healy. So I'm sure we're gonna have to take extra care of them and know where they are on the ice at all times. But it's just going to be like any other Western Conference game. The conference is so good, and every team's plays such a good style. So it's going to be a good test, and I know we're looking forward to keeping this thing going.
You'll find out tomorrow night. All of us know about San Jose as well. We've dealt with them a little.
Not one of the favorites of the fans.
No.
Yeah, exactly. They've had some playoff run-ins with the Predators. That's right.
Big time. Hey, thank you for coming on and doing this.
Hey, no problem. My pleasure, guys.
Okay, appreciate it.
Thanks a lot, boys.